Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. No doubt, Vermont has some outstanding brewers and cider makers, but don't forget about our ever-lengthening list of distillers. Here to talk about one of the newest, Wild Heart Distillery in Shelburne, is Melissa Passanen. She's a freelance journalist and contributor to the food section of 7 Days. Melissa, it's great to have you back at the VPR Cafe.
Always fun to hang out with you, Rick.
Before we talk about Wild Heart, describe the distillery landscape in Vermont.
Well, it is an ever-populated one, that is for sure. So we're up to around 28 distillers around the state, from all the way down in the bottom, all the way up to the top. We've got folks like Green Mountain Distillers in Morrisville making maple liqueur. And it's really all part of the local VOR movement, more folks making a product that you can eat or drink that uses local ingredients. So maple liqueur from Green Mountain Distillers in Morrisville, and then Bar Hill, known for their gin made with local honey, is actually now aging a rye whiskey using winter rye from local farm and barley from another local farm.
Who are the principals behind Wild Heart?
So this is one of those wonderful stories, like just people who have a passion for something, completely different professional background. We've got Craig Stevens and Naomi Clemens, longtime friends. They actually met getting their master's degree in public health at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst in the early 90s, and they both worked for more than two decades since in public health. They actually currently work for a global public health consulting firm that happens to be based in Vermont, and both live with their families in Burlington, and this was just something that was kind of a fun side project for them.
Well, they've always been talking about doing a side project, but
right.
Why distilling?
So as Naomi put it, you know, public health, it's very big and important. It's also stressful. And Craig said, you know, in public health, change takes a long time. They both had slightly different motivations. As Naomi said, Craig always talked about wanting to make something that he could hold in his hand or maybe swirl in his mouth. And she said she really wanted something that represented community to her. And Naomi, folks may know the Clemens name. She's actually the youngest of five children raised on her family's 148-acre farm in Charlotte, Clemens Family Farm. And her parents, who were both medical health professionals, landed there in 1962. And it is now one of the largest African-American-owned historic farms in Vermont and a landmark site on the state's African-American Heritage Trail. So Naomi was dreaming one night about fun things to do to distract herself from other things. And she thought, we have this neighbor to the farm that she grew up on, Tom Kenyon of Aurora Farms. And he grows lots of kinds of grain, including corn, markets them under the name Nitty Gritty Grain Company. And she'd been reading about craft distilling, and she admitted she loves bourbon. And she thought, well, maybe we could make a bourbon with Tom's corn. So there you have it.
Wow. This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. With me today is food writer Melissa Passanen, and we're talking about Wild Heart, and that's H-A-R-T, Distillery in Shelburne. Melissa, paint the picture of the distillery.
It's wonderful. It's sort of like a Willy Wonka setting, as many distilleries are. The equipment is just charming. So they are in an industrial park, although it's a really fun industrial park with a lot of different food and beverage folks in Shelburne. And they have these big tall windows that overlook Route 7. And you can see they have this big squat, kind of round. I described it as a one-eyed pot-bellied robot. That's the still. And then it has different columns that distill each of the different types of alcohol they're working on. And they almost look like really narrow submarines. What are those things called that go up?
Periscope.
Yeah, periscope. Thank you. With little round windows and levers all up and down them. So it's really fun to look at. And it is open to the public. And we'll post the link to their Facebook website, all of that, so that people can see when they're open.
Now, after coming up with this great idea, Naomi and Craig decided that they'd actually leave the actual job of distilling to the professionals, right?
Yes. So Naomi admitted that they were a little naive, very excited, raised money, got the space going, ordered the still, opened the still and went, oh, crap. And then realized that they needed someone who had some real chops in distilling to at least get them going. So they hired a guy named Joe Buswell, He actually started in a winemaking out in California. And when he moved to Vermont, there wasn't a ton of winemaking going on then. And so got into distilling, worked for a couple of the early folks in the area who were starting to distill, and really has become an acknowledged expert. And as Naomi and Craig said, like watching Joe interact with the still is like a combination of art and science. He feels the equipment, he feels the temperature, he can sort of sense what's going on. She explained it. It's almost like he's playing an instrument.
And what is Wild Heart producing?
So they have three spirits currently, a straight American dry gin, something that they call Burning Embers, which was inspired by a good friend of Naomi's who's from Sweden. And it's a spiced wine sort of flavor, a little bit Christmassy. They actually thought it was just going to be a seasonal drink, but they're thinking it's going to make actually a really nice sangria. I agree with them as a basis for a sangria. And it actually uses some red wine from Shelburne Vineyard across the street from them, which is a nice partnership. And then another partnership, and I will say this is my favorite, they have a gin called Sugarfoot, which is made with lime leaf infused maple syrup from the folks at Run Amok Maple in Cambridge. It makes the best gin and tonic. So good. In fact, if we were allowed to drink on air, I would have brought you just a little sample. And I should add that the Distilled Spirits Council of Vermont has a website. People may not be as aware of that as like the brewers or the cheese, but they have a trail that responsibly you can follow. So we'll put the link to that up on the VPR Cafe website.
Melissa Passanen is a freelance journalist and contributor to the food section of 7 Days. Thank you so much for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Always wonderful to be here, Rick.
And listeners, we have plenty of delicious past episodes of the cafe. You can go to vpr.net/podcasts.